into the world, and death through sin, so death spread to all men. Later he says, as in Adam, all died. The whole human race is born dead because of the sin of Adam. Paul is trying to explain to his readers how the death of one man, Christ, could affect so many savingly. And the way he explains how the death of one person could have such a great effect is to show how the sin of one person had such massive effect on the whole human race. And so Paul says, sin entered the world by one man, death came by sin, death spread to all men. And history records the record of that death. 1 Corinthians 15:22, as in Adam, all died. God made man upright, but God made man alive. But the whole of humanity is dead in trespasses and sins. God comes along and he commands sinners to repent. He commands them to believe in His Son, to love His Son, to confess His Son, to submit to His Son. And you ask the question, can a whole race of Lazaruses respond? This is the compelling question that lies behind the doctrine of election. If sinners are left to themselves to believe, by what power do they do it? If you're going to say, I don't believe in divine election, I believe everybody's on his own out there, everybody makes their own choice, God just looks down the way and sees what you're going to do, but it's up to you to do it, then the question is, by what power does the dead man rise? By what power? If God does not make them willing and God does not make them able, where does the power come and where does the will come from? Those who deny the doctrine of divine election, those who deny the doctrine of divine salvation as an act of God, have to believe that there's something in man left to himself that enables him to become willing and to come to life. Is that what the Bible teaches? The Bible doesn't describe our condition as a